Sun's Code, You Gotta Move.
Good evening, everybody, and thanks for listening to another edition of Hard as Nails. My name is James, and thanks for listening. Any new listeners out there, no matter where you're at, Arizona, the UK, Australia, thank you for tuning in, and hopefully you enjoy this show, and you'll listen every single week that we have it here on Tuesday night. So tonight, what we're going to do is I got a variety of music, got about 20 songs we're going to play. I got some music from Woodstock Barbie, The Modernism, a live tune from Monster Magnet, and we're going to throw a great band in there called the Scattered Guns and a band called Alabama Thunder Pussy. God, that's a great name, with a cover that you're going to enjoy a lot. But to lead this night off, the band I first played was a band called The Ugly Kings with a song called Black Widow. It's from a new live album that just came out, God, I think it was last week, and actually I purchased it on Bandcamp called Killing Time at the Cherry Bar. It's a great live album. Check it out. It kind of has a Danzig feel to it. They have that kind of that stripped down but powerful injection of energy and emotion to modern rock nowadays. And after that, we had a band called The Floor, the song called You Got to Move. But anyways, in this next block of music, I'm going to talk a little bit later more about some other things later. But this next set, Or I should say the block. We got some Crazy Bull. It's a great tune. It's got some old school rock to it with a little stoner thrown in there. Some Blind Horse and a great band called Gorilla Pulp from Italy. But if any guys from last week listened to the show, you know I did a double shot all last week of all bands we play here, and I did two songs from every band. I got a lot of great reviews from it. So I decided that every week from here on out, I'll probably do a double shot of a band. And I got to thinking, you know, there's a lot of great bands that I enjoy listening to all the time, which does not have live music, but I want you guys to hear them and check them out and hopefully see them in concert down the road or pick up their studio recordings. So to lead off this next block of music, I'm going to do a double shot from one of my favorite bands I've discovered in the last few years here. It's a band called Rain Wolf. This band just kicks ass every freaking song they play. It's just, I love it. He's got to crank this one loud. So let's get right back to the music.
Knocking on your door like, well, you know I'm on the killer pro. Don't act like you don't know, 'cause I'm so you, I'm so you. The way it was before, you make it hard and that's not easy to ignore. I'm telling you,
Oh!
Welcome back, everybody. What you just heard, there was a band called Gorilla Pulp with a song called Magic Mushroom. And that band's out of Italy. And I first discovered them about, I think it was about a month ago. They played them on the Sunday night show. And I've been hooked on them ever since then. But before that, we had a band called Blind Horse. And they're out of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Definitely a great tune, great album. I hope you guys check them out. And also, we had some Crazy Bull. That was a band that had that old school rock with a little bit of stoner thrown in there. The song called Won't Stop Now. But to lead off that block of music, we had Rainwolf with a Double Shot. They're one of my favorite bands that we have out today. I can listen to those guys every single day. But there's one thing that I've noticed, you know, about, and I don't know if I mentioned this before also, the wide variety of these bands throughout the world. You know, we've already done two songs from two bands out of Australia, Italy, Rio de Janeiro, Philadelphia, and even Seattle, Washington. But it's great to have a variety throughout the world. No matter where you are listening at, you can hear it anytime, any place, anywhere, and it all just kicks ass every single time. But anyways, you know, this is the part that I like the most, to put my single cover song in there that I do every single week. And I just love doing it for you guys to hear these great bands do these great classic rock songs from the past. But tonight I got one from a band called Alabama Thunder Pussy, and they're going to do a cover of a song from the band Rainbow back in the 70s with probably the greatest lead singer of all time, Mr. Ronnie James Dio. I mean, Dio, he just kicked ass every time he sang, every time, anywhere. He was just a badass dude, and I miss him a lot, and hopefully all you people out there love him. And if you haven't checked him out, I highly recommend him. He's the man. And also in this next block, we're gonna have that band High Priest. That was that band I played last week. I got a lot of great reviews when I played that cover of the Alice in Chains Rain When I Die, so people wanted to hear him again tonight, so I thought I'd throw him in again tonight. And then we got some Whiskey Myers, some Bushfire, and the new band I just recently discovered called The Scattered Guns. So let's get right back into the music with some Alabama Thunder Pussy.
I'm a wheel, I'm a wheel. the bitch in my book. definition of crossing a line. People get told it's an open race, and everything is equal if you know your fucking place. But the cops dried up, jobs did too. There's someone in there and they can see it through. Poor little piece of heaven gotta go through hell. But if it all don't bite, you know the devil's hell.
What you heard there was a band called the Scatterguns. I love that band. That band's just like in your face, just straight up kick-ass rock and roll with that little punk sound and grunge thrown in there. We also had a band before that called Bushfire with a song called Shelter. That band's got a stoner southern rock bluesy tune or sound to them. I just love listening to them also. We also had some Whiskey Myers with that song called Bitch. And we also, before that, had that band out of Chicago, Illinois that I talked about last week into that Alice in Chains cover called High Priest. But to lead off that block of music, we had a band called Alabama Thunder Pussy with a cover of the Rainbow tune Man on the Silver Mountain with Mr. Ronnie James Dio on the vocals on that original classic rock song from the 70s. You know, but I was thinking here a little bit ago, you know, we're gradually getting more and more concerts coming out to the public with this pandemic gradually, slowly coming to an end. And hopefully this year and this summer is going to start cranking up with a lot more shows. And I've noticed a few shows happen around in my area. As a matter of fact, a couple weeks ago, the band All Them Witches released some dates for later in the year around December. And they're going to be playing in Detroit, Michigan, just 45 minutes north of me. So I had to get my tickets and I'm all ready to go see them in December. I know they'll be playing like Baltimore, Columbus, all that area up there, and hopefully you guys check them out, and hopefully they travel a little more around the country after that. But again, I said I'm hoping to get these concerts back soon and everyone get back to supporting these artists and these bands and the people that work in these bands, and everyone just go out and have a good time again like we used to have back in the day. So anyways, what I got coming up next, I'm going to lead off this next block with that band, All Them Witches, that I'm going to be seeing in December, which like I said, I am jacked to go see these guys. I'm looking forward to that. And we're also going to do a live tune from the band called Monster Magnet. I'm sure you guys have heard them back from the 90s. Well, we're going to be playing them here tonight. And I also got some The Builders and The Butchers, but I also got a new tune. It's a band called Time Rift. It's actually it's a cover of an old Motorhead song. Let me know what you think of this tune. It's pretty good. It's raw, it's dirty, it's gritty, but it's like, kicks your ass. So anyways, let's get right back to the music, and this is that band, All Them Witches.
Then we could be could move crazy. Oh, hell, hey, what tastes like green white wine? I hope you found out what to do. Open up your super.
So it's okay to talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. Let's get everything totally silent. That's really good. That's fucking good. Oh, I dreamed you were a jewel, sitting in a golden crown. My head.
We're the Builders and the Butchers. It's really good to be back here.
Book and the cloth on the cross, and you kept the hammer and nails. 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 You kept the hammer and you kept the hammer and you kept the hammer and you kept the hammer. You kept the hammer and
Welcome back, everybody. What you just heard there was a band called The Builders and The Butchers with a song called Dirt in the Ground. But before they had a band called Time Riff, the cover of the classic Motorhead song, Shoot You in the Back. What'd you guys think of that one? Did you like it? It was a little different. I thought I'd play it tonight and see what you guys think of it. We also had some Monster Magnet, and to lead it off, we had All Them Witches. So tomorrow night, we have another show at 8:30 with our good old buddy DeLons and his show Tobacco Road. Hopefully you all can check that out. It's at 8:30 tomorrow. And then, of course, we got Topher's show, Transmission from the Underground from Australia. And that's on, I think, 4 in the morning here on Thursdays. But we also have a new show starting Thursday night at 8 p.m. Because apparently rock doesn't start before 8. That's what I've been told by somebody. So we got a new show called Roots Rebel Radio with our good old buddy 60 Watt Scott from the band Black Cat Bone. He's going to have a new show starting. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be listening to it and cranking it up and hopefully having a good time enjoying that music. And then, of course, we got the Sunday night flagship show with Stone and Mike. And that could be heard here and also on Rock on the Rise Radio. And then Monday we do it again. Start a whole nother week with some Cowboys Rock Show. If you guys get a chance, check out last night's show that he did. It was badass, and it was like I was back in the 1980s again. That was probably his best show he's done. Yeah, that was a great one. But check it out on the podcast. You will love it. You can hear it on iHeart, Apple, what else? Podomatic, and I think there's a couple more. But definitely check that out if you want to go back in time about the 1980s and the 1970s again. And if you got an old Z28 or something like that, you're going to want to play that show. And then, of course, next Tuesday, I do it all again at 7:30 for here on Hard as Nails. So I'm getting near the end of the night. I got about, let me see, I got 4 songs left. So I'll do about 3 more and come back and say goodnight and play one more after that. And then you guys can go on your merry way. So in this next block of music, we got some Carrie Dwayne Johnson, Woodstock Barbie, and a band called The Modernism. So let's get back to the music. What you heard right there was a band out of Budapest, Hungary called Woodstock Barbie. You got a wide variety of sounds out of them. You got some soul, you got stoner, you got heavy blues, you got blues rock, regular rock. It's just got great sound to that band. I enjoy listening to them all the time. They're a great band for you guys to check out. And that song's called Daily Potion from a Live at Pinewood album they had. Before that, we had a song called Save Me from a band called The Modernism. And that features guitarist Max Tavosky, I think if I said that right, from the Heavy Crawls. I know many of you guys know the band Heavy Crawls, and that's a new side project he's got going. And that release was just made just recently, as a matter of fact. But to lead that block of music, we had a guy by the name of Kerry Dwayne Johnson with a song called Lottery Blues. Well, we have one more song tonight, and then that's it. You know, you can listen to this last song, and then you can go on your merry way. But like I've said before, all you out there listening, you know, make sure you support these artists. These guys are struggling with this pandemic going on, and whatever we can do to help them out, go to a concert, buy a single, an album, it doesn't matter. Merchandise, let's just go out and try to help these bands so they can keep making this music. But anyways, like I said, I got one more tune, and any new listeners tonight that I have, which I know I have a couple and a few, and especially really special one tonight, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you'll be back again next week and the week after that and after that. But anyways, we got one more for you, and then you can go on your merry way. This is from Bacon Fat Lewis. Good night, everybody. Staggering.
All together we can conclude that Stagley isn't exactly the academic kind of guy. He's more the emotional type, so to speak. But in the end, he's the one you wanna be. He's your inner spirit, your true passion, your magic motivation, without any prejudice or politics in mind. As you may know by now, the truth is hard to handle. I shook his hand.